point in any episode had you seen them say Cylons don't need water.
I mean, they didn't, but the Cylons have to keep their biological fucking bodies alive.
Have they specifically said that they are biological bodies? We just assumed that.
Leo was sweating. Where's the sweat coming from? It's not his puss juice.
It's oils. It's kerosene that's spewing out of his body.
Hello, and welcome to Battlestar Brothel number 10, Flesh and Bone. I'm your co-host, Matt.
And I'm Dustin, and I think that Commander Adama doesn't drink water. There's an earlier episode where he's drinking water with maybe the doctor or someone.
No, I think it was Thrace.
They specifically showed him pouring water back into a container, and I thought it was just him conserving water.
Yeah, that was when they didn't have enough water.
Right, but now that I think about it, if Commander Adama is a Cylon, he doesn't need it.
So he does fucking need it.
That was a call forward. That was a little hint that he was a Cylon that no one ever picked up.
You are goddamn ridiculous.
I'm goddamn intelligent.
That doesn't make any sense at all. Fuck, Adama is not a fucking Cylon because Leo wouldn't tell the truth. Like, he is trying to cause, you know, disturbances and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to make the president not trust Adama,
okay,
who is their only hope.
Since I've said it, I'm going to latch onto this and I'm going to watch very closely. You believe that he's not a Cylon, but I kind of think he is. They got to make somebody.
You believe he's just holding a cup up to his mouth and then putting it back down and spitting the water out? Like,
not spitting the water out, just not even drinking the water.
You're fucking ridiculous. Boomer singing a lullaby to the Raider. Was that in the last one? Or was that in this one? No, she was singing a lullaby to the Raider in this one. Yeah. She was like singing to it and caressing it. And then she's like, no, tell me I'm not a Cylon, Dr. Balter. She acknowledged right away that the chief thinks she is a Cylon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fucked up.
I think she's starting to believe she's a Cylon. I mean, she was believing that before.
Yeah, well, when she was waiting on her pregnancy test results, like, her lip was shaking and shit.
Mm-hmm.
She figured something was up.
Yep.
Fucking, we had more Greek references, Artemis and Aphrodite.
Mm-hmm.
As well as the city of Troy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm telling you, man, that's a thing. When they get to Earth, it's going to be like ancient Greece times.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
What else?
What do you think about the president's ability to see into the future, or these dreams that we're foreshadowing?
Side effect of the medication.
Think so? I think she was contacted by Leo or by Cylon.
Or she's like, I mean, let's go with Greek mythology. Maybe she's like Cassandra,
yeah,
you know, or Sybil or somebody that sees that shit.
Could be.
But the president has begun to see Leo in dreams,
mm-hmm,
which is how it started with Gaius Balter in Cylon 6.
Yeah.
So that's weird.
Do you think that there's going to be a human for every Cylon?
No. I mean, there's only 12 Cylons.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, maybe that's a tactical move on the Cylons' parts.
Mm-hmm.
Start invading her dreams.
So, 12 Cylons, 12 apostles.
Mm-hmm. All preaching the word of the one guy.
Have you been watching closely enough to see if the Cylons are following the footsteps of the apostles? I don't know much about the apostles, but...
Well, I mean, stories aren't all about the apostles. They're about them following Jesus, and there's no Jesus character yet.
Right.
So...
I wonder who's going to be the Jesus character.
I don't know. I mean, that'll be the God.
Yeah.
You know? Their one true God, whom they follow. So, mm-hmm, I don't know. Fucking weird.
Gonna be awesome.
And then when we get to Earth, the Cylons take over Earth, and Jesus is a Cylon, and it's an indictment on modern religion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well,
okay, this brings me to one of my bigger questions. What if we, as humans, are all, like, Cylon sleepers?
Well, I have had sex with my wife, doggy style.
Yeah?
And her backbone doesn't turn red when she...
Maybe you're programmed to not see it.
Or maybe I'm just doing it wrong.
She's just really not enjoying herself.
She's just really faking it all these years. God bless you, wife. Cylon Boomer, reticent about killing Hilo.
Yeah, yep.
On Caprica, the Cylon said to stay in the area, and she's like, fuck that, we gotta run, there's Cylons.
It's just one of those hints that Cylons are more human than we think.
Or at least the human Cylons are. I mean, drones seem to do whatever the humanoid ones want.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Thrace praying to her gods at the end.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Praying for the soul of Leo, the Cylon.
While she was going back and forth with Leo, she was saying, gods, and he was saying God the whole time.
Yeah.
That they were arguing.
That was really interesting and apparent, I thought, but it was cool. What else?
I like the line, to know the face of God is to know madness. I don't know where that's going to go, but...
Okay.
Yeah, Leo said that to Thrace, I believe.
Very good. Thrace being a perfect allegory of the story of Orpheus in Greek mythology. If you guys
explain that,
that shit up.
You mentioned it, but I don't quite see it yet.
Okay, so Chad had said before that we were 100% right on one thing that we said so far in this show.
And it was about her being
Her being Orpheus. And so Orpheus was a prince of Thrace. He's a Thracian.
Got it.
So we got that connection.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, she has to descend into Hell, which is that planet that she touches down on,
mm-hmm.
where she can't even breathe the air and shit.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting battered and beaten up and has to escape with her own wits.
Just like Orpheus, she flew a Cylon fighter out of Hell.
Yeah, just like Orpheus. she was playing a harp inside the Raider when she's flying it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's what Chad says. We've got fucking 66 more episodes of this show.
Yeah, I want to see more. I'm going to watch closely about that.
So, pretty interesting. There's that part where Thrace says that she's the daughter of Earth and Starry Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
there's that.
Yeah.
The Starbuck Creed.
So, speaking of Starbuck, I loved her as a...
Interrogator?
An interrogator.
Like as a soldier at Guantanamo Bay.
Where the first time that she has her assistant hit Leo in the face with the butt of a gun, she's like, did that hurt?
And she had like the creepy smile on, like her nostrils flared and shit. Mm-hmm. She went totally feral on him.
Yep.
Surprised she didn't like make him strip down and start taking cell phone pictures and shit like those soldiers did in Guantanamo.
Yep.
Gitmo. Yeah, that's entirely fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So, how is the Boomer's a Cylon and Gaius knows it going to resolve?
What? Say that again.
Okay, Boomer's a Cylon.
Yeah.
Balter knows about it. How is that going to resolve? Is he going to go tell somebody? Because, I mean, he didn't have the chance to in this episode, so... Is he going to go to Adama or Anima or whatever the fuck?
He's... Cylon 6 has too much pull over him, and she's everywhere he is.
And now that he swore his allegiance to the one god...
Yeah.
He's kind of on the side of the Cylons.
He's not going
now.
To, but he's going to use that to his advantage somehow, but he's not going to make it obvious. He's not going to just go tell on him. He's not going to tattle.
We have been told that one thing we haven't done yet is say who we think is a Cylon.
Yes. Who we think is a Cylon.
Is Brenton texting you from over there?
He's okay. Brenton texted me, I love Starbuck as a Frappuccino.
I love Starbuck as the first mate on the Pequod. That's just me.
I love Starbuck in that video game. No, that's Star Fox.
That fucking game.
I digress.
Yeah, just a hair.
Okay, yes, who we think are Cylons. I knew somebody big had to be a Cylon, so I'm throwing it out there. I think that Commander Dumb is a Cylon.
Hey, you're just saying that because of Leo, so fuck you. It's not true, and he does drink water. Or some other, maybe it's Crystal Pepsi. I don't know what he had in that glass.
Well, it's obvious that Cylons can only live on Crystal Pepsi.
I thought you were going to say Crystal Meth.
That too.
I think the Chief is one.
Let's talk about who is one so far. We have Boomer.
Boomer, we have Leo. Six, Leo, and Kevin Spacey.
Okay, so these four.
Which, I'm so glad we're watching this. Brenton's watching with us. And he's never seen the show either, and he's like, hey, that guy looks like Kevin Spacey. Yes, he does! Thank you! I think you said discount Kevin Spacey was your words. That was very nice.
So, the Commander-at-Arms?
Sergeant-at-Arms, yeah.
Sorry, Sergeant-at-Arms.
I think so, just because, like... I don't know. Are you farting over there? He's Brenton. It's a live show here. Come on. What the fuck, man?
Did you hear that, Terrence?
Uncle fucker!
I just farted.
Did you just now?
I did. Out of my butt.
Anyway, fucking. What the fuck are we talking about? I think the Chief is a Cylon, and that is how he knew that Boomer's a Cylon.
Yeah.
And how he's been covering up for her. I think that's his way of being Cyloned out.
Yeah.
Like let's predispose that maybe each of the Cylons has their own special power. Okay, Leo's. Is dispelling untruths and truths to get to from point A to point B. Clearly, Cylon 6 is like an Aphrodite.
Yeah.
Like, she is manipulating through love and, yeah. and sex and shit. I would think then that the Chief, like, well, okay, the Boomer, who is scared to find out she's a Cylon, that she is, you know, she's her thing is her humanity is her power.
Right.
That's why she's falling in love with Hilo and not able to kill him, and they flee.
That's a lot like Orpheus.
Okay, well, I mean, the whole fucking thing is based on Greek shit, so yeah, it's a lot like Orpheus.
So, do you think that the... Oh, wait, who is the fourth one now? Kevin Spacey?
Kevin Spacey, I don't know what his fucking power is.
His power is to, like, imagine a teenage girl, like, with rose petals falling on her.
What's in the box?
Oh, boy.
No, his secret power is Kaiser Sose. Like, you ever seen The Usual Suspects?
I don't think so.
Oh, never mind. Well, you won't get that fucking joke. Never mind.
Yeah. Good joke.
Thank you. So yeah, I think like the Chief, his thing is he's the cover up guy. He's covering everybody's asses to make sure.
What makes you think the Chief is a Cylon?
Just because he knows that. What the fuck? Uninstall what? Fucking computer.
It seems very probable. I can see him as a Cylon.
Well, don't keep talking while I'm fucking talking about the computer. Okay, sorry. What?
He seems believable as a Cylon.
Yeah, like I think that his knowledge, like his belief that Boomer is a Cylon, like, I mean, if Natalie was a terrorist, like, I wouldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Because it's my wife.
Right.
He's in love with Boomer.
But you would write terrorist on the mirror in your bathroom.
I totally, in lipstick, yeah. In yellow lipstick. I would totally do that. Bitch. I don't know, I just think that something about, like, he's trying to manipulate the situation and cover it all up at the same time.
Yeah.
I think that he might be a Cylon.
So
that's why
five.
He was unable to figure out how to drive the Raider as well, because he wasn't thinking like a human.
Right.
Whereas Thrace gets in there and she's like, oh, hang on, push this pedal. Boo. Thing starts up. So I don't know. Who do you think? Besides Adama, you fucking idiot.
Thanks, buddy. What do you think about... They haven't brought back Tom yet.
Tom Skerritt?
Tom Skerritt.
Or Tom Zarett.
What do you think about Tom Zarett?
No.
No?
No.
I'm just trying to pick... Like, I want big characters to be Cylons. I mean...
So like, you want it to be like, you want it to be Adama, Colonel Ty, the president,
yeah.
maybe like the president's
Everyone
little underling,
yeah.
Thrace. You want there to be no humans in the like executive.
I bet the underling, they haven't showed a lot of like the, he's not the vice president, he's like the president's assistant.
Yeah.
They haven't showed him a lot.
I mean, yeah, he's got that crush on D.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
They're going to have an episode where they bring him out quite a bit, and they're going to show him doing a lot of different things. And it's going to be him manipulating the president.
Ooh.
I think he's going to be a Cylon.
You never know. So, I think it's going to do it this week.
Okay.
I mean...
So, we got half of them.
Yeah. Right? I don't know, like, I don't really fucking have any clue at this point who
No,
who
I have no idea. That's why, like, I just want to pick ones that are way out there.
Yeah, like, Chad's sitting there like, you guys need to fucking talk about who you think is Cylon. It's like, no, because I have no fucking clue. I have no idea. Like, I'm just going to sound like an idiot, so I just made shit up today.
Yeah.
So this has all been lies!
You know, what? Oh, wow.
Look at how big that was.
That's what she said.
Stop saying, you're making this already hard to edit.
After this, we need to watch a... an episode of 7 Minutes in Heaven.
7 Minutes in Heaven.
Oh, yeah! The one with Elijah Wood?
Actually, it's the one with Paul Rudd.
Okay, whatever. This is all unimportant, and we're going to go ahead and sign off here. So thank you for listening to the show. Have a great weekend, guys, and we'll see you next Wednesday back here for the Battlestar Brothel. Tune in every Tuesday for Rancor's Brothel, and check out www.followthe.tv. Sign up for the email list. We're going to release some special fun things for you, the free funny, if you sign up for the email list. So www.followthe.tv, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye! Adama's a Cylon.
Fucking whore.
Ah!